Hi, guys. I'm Ashley. I also don't think I'm going to be as funny as the last one. So I'm a nurse by trade. I started off just like most nurses do. We go to nursing school. I ended up in nursing school because I thought I was going to either be a pediatrician or a teacher. All I knew was that I wanted to help kids, and then I ended up in nursing school. I realized, though, that most doctors do not end up or start off in nursing school and move into becoming a doctor. They stay nurses. So I decided to stick around and finish the degree, and I did my pediatric rotation, and I learned very quickly that I wasn't going to take care of children. I had to do an NG tube, which is basically a tube that goes in the nose and into the stomach to help feed the baby. And my nursing instructor was like, "Go, Ashley, go for it." And I was like, "What, me? Like, do I have to?" And so I did it. And by the time we were done, the baby was crying and I was crying. And the baby was sweating and I was sweating. And by the time everybody around me was clapping, saying, "Good job, Ash, you did it, you did it." And I'm thinking, "What the heck did I just do? Because I just want to sit in the corner." So anyway, I ended up graduating with my nursing degree. Congratulations to me. It's been 15 years now, and I decided that I was going to work through my way up into in the career ladder, just like most people aspire to do, because that's the right path to take. So I started on the floor working, just like most nurses do, handing out medicine. Eventually, I got my master's degree in nursing education. I ended up in hospital leadership, and then, woohoo, I finally got to the six-figure job for a 14-hospital system that should remain nameless. And it was a very difficult experience, and I was supposed to oversee million-dollar projects. And I did that and saved the hospital or the system millions of dollars. And for some reason, it just was never enough. And so I kept working at it, and eventually I had enough. At the same time, I became the victim of cyber theft. I on top of everything else that was going on around me, not to mention I was the only one that looked like me, that had the same background as me. It just wasn't a lot of my thought process walking around the office. And so it just made things quite difficult and challenging. I ended up needing to go to therapy. We all know mental health is a thing. I'm very passionate, so if anybody needs any mental health therapy, I always support that. So I hope that was helpful for somebody in the room. But I decided that I was going to go to therapy, but I felt like I needed something more. It just wasn't enough, and I knew it wasn't medicine. I knew it wasn't a doctor, because I worked with doctors. I know how they roll. So I started to explore holistic paths like yoga. That was my first entry into holistic healing. I discovered my hips. I was like, whoa, I have hips. I feel them. golly. And eventually that led me to understanding the largest neuroreceptor system in our body, which is called the endocannabinoid system, which also took me through a path of learning a lot about cannabis being medicine. And I decided that everybody needed to know this fact. So I decided I was going to start a business around it, because a lot of nurses have no idea that patients do take cannabis as a therapeutic option. And I felt like all nurses needed to be aware of that when they're taking care of their patients. And so, long story short, I took the longest path through entrepreneurship to learn how to do this thing that I didn't know how to do, because I thought I was just telling people something. And eventually, I ended up featured in High Times, Baltimore Business Journal, writing a book, a children's book called ACES Medicine, that talks about children needing access to the medicine, because, by the way, Maryland does allow cannabis in the schools if the child needs it. And I wrote a book called Stigmatized. And so, long story short, I don't know if I'm hitting my time or not, but long story short, I realized that I don't think any path is the path that you have to choose, and you don't have to stay in it. I made all the decisions up until the point where I got to my six-figure job, because that was the path that I thought I was supposed to have to take, because that was the right way to do it, only to find that it didn't align with who I was. Now I'm in a place where I want to give back. I want to help other people support burnout through holistic healing. And so I'm really excited to actually announce this out loud, because I'm starting another extension of my business called Let's Reignite. And so this is to help all the other people who are suffering and dealing with symptoms of burnout, needing mental health services, or maybe even not even needing mental health services, just a time to decompress and relax. So thank you all so much for your time.